rage in the cage. On the MMA Madhouse Network, rage in the cage. On the MMA Madhouse Network, rage in the cage. Better keep your hands up, take down full mount without giving heads up. Secure your limbs or you're gonna hear a snap. This ground and pound will lay you down for a nap. I sink it in and my advice is you should tap. I wouldn't be scared because I'm comfortable on my back. And if we're talking about jujitsu, I promise my rubber guard will get you with my overhand, you won't know what hit you. I promise that the fans aren't gonna miss you. Rage in the cage. On the MMA Madhouse Network, rage in the cage. On the MMA Madhouse Network, rage in the cage. On the MMA Madhouse Network, rage in the cage. On the MMA Madhouse Network, rage in the cage. On the MMA Madhouse Network.
Hey, welcome everyone. Rage in the Cage Radio Time. I'm Kimber Schaefer, your host. We're excited to have you tonight. So glad you're tuning in. We're talking Rage in the Cage 32 ahead.
Hey guys, I'm co-host D. Birchfield, and as Kimber said, Rage in the Cage 32, we're coming back to the Farmer's Market, and what a great show out we had last fight at the Farmer's Market. Very excited for this show tonight, Kimber, on the radio. We got some amateur fighters that are really hitting the state hard and training hard for this upcoming fight, and it's all coming together real good, so I'm excited for the show tonight.
It is, and, you know, I'm always excited to have fights at the Farmer's Market. I mean, we sold out last time we were there. I mean, like, well, beyond sold out. We had, I think it was 33 tables. We had to make two rows of tables that time. That was the one where Jeremy Spoon was the main event, of course, yeah. And we had the balcony sold out. So what a fun place to have fights. And it's a little bit of Oklahoma history there. So excited about this fight night.
Yeah, there's Oklahoma history. And guys, all those, you know, everyone that came to the last fight there at Farmer's Market, this is just as stacked. I mean, we got a stacked card. I think there was 15 fights already. As I talked to matchmaker today and the promoter today, but we got Lamont Stafford fighting for a 205 title belt against an opponent out of Dallas. Ricky Kampala on pro. There's five pro fights, so this is going to be possibly another sold out show. Something to definitely keep your eye on. The fight card should come out soon, and it's going to be outstanding. And Kimber, I want to give a quick plug to our last sales meeting to JoJo's in UConn. And, Kimber, you might have some info on them, but they actually sponsored our weigh-in. So, Joey there, owner of JoJo's, got a great establishment. So I'm looking forward to the weigh-ins for Rage in the Cage 32. That's already going to start the experience. So Rage in the Cage 32 should be something to be talked about this year.
Yeah, great. And, you know, Ryan Hayes is a co-owner. Ryan Hayes, of course, is a pro fighter, pro MMA fighter. He fought back in March, the same card that you fought, of course, D. And so I'm excited for them to be a part of Rage in the Cage and to come on board as new sponsors. We have a new attorney on board as sponsor. So we're just kind of filling up all the different areas as far as, you know, we're getting all of the areas filled as far as the different types of sponsors. And so we're so excited to welcome everybody on board. There's also Obey MMA, which is ran by Ryan Hayes. So great, great list of new sponsors. And our Rage 32 flyers just came out tonight. So check those out on Facebook. And it's got a list of our sponsors.
Yeah, and, you know, and one thing, guys, I am part of the sales team for Rage in the Cage. One thing we are looking for is a hotel sponsor. So any of our listeners or fans out there that have any connections or possibly are looking forward to great advertisement for your hotel to house some out-of-state fighters that we're driving in would be great advertising for you, and we'd love to have you part of the Rage in the Cage family 32. So you could hit me up on Facebook, D. Birchfield, or the Rage in the Cage website. But we are looking for a hotel to sponsor. I do know that.
We also have some cage real estate available to me. I've said it before, all eyes are on that cage, so why wouldn't you want your business logo right there on the cage, printed on one of the corners or anywhere in the cage for that fact? So, you know, again, hit D. Birchfield up if you would like some information about getting your business name there on some cage real estate.
We got myself. We got Dustin Freeman. You can hit up Mike Crawford directly, guys. He's put together a sales team. Largus Brock. Most everyone can be reached on Facebook or will be contacted through the Ridge in the Cage website.
Right. We got Greg Ferguson. Yeah, we got a really good team together. You know, if you want a list of the team members, just of course message D or I, and we can give you a list. And
yes,
you might know somebody.
Any vendors. As far as food, T-shirts, tattoos, you know, any vendors that want part of this, I'm still looking at the after party. You know, we've been known to always have Dollhouse, but, you know, if someone wants to get in on that, there's nothing set in stone right now. So now's the time to get in your sponsorships and look at some of the packages we have available at Rage in the Cage. And like I said, the last show was sold out, so if you want great advertising, this is the show to do it. So I'm excited about that, Kimber. So we're looking forward to getting some new sponsors on board.
Yeah, for sure. And, Dee, you know, it's been a little bit since you and I have kind of introduced ourselves. And let's tell just a little bit about ourselves for anybody that's new. We've been doing this, what is this, our 11th show?
This is the 11th show, Kimber.
Yeah, you came on board with me after my first show. Of course, Skippy Cohen co-hosted the first show with me, and then, of course, I invited you on board on our second show. My background, for those of you that don't know, is more television. I did do radio a little bit about 15 years ago, but I've done television since then and, of course, worked at News 9 in Oklahoma City and the ABC affiliate in Oklahoma City, Channel 5. And, you know, recently kind of been having kids, having babies. I'm home with four kids now, and so Rage in the Cage was my excuse to kind of get back to work. So really, really have had a good time. Been working for Rage in the Cage for just under a year now. So really enjoy the radio station. So thankful for the MMA Madhouse Network for having Rage in the Cage on their network.
Yeah, and you're great at what you do, Kimber, and you and Matt Jackson and everything you do for Rage in the Cage and local Oklahoma MMA fighters, even MMA fighters that we drive in, Rage in the Cage fighters that become part of that family. I mean, you guys do a great job at promoting them and helping give back. And as far as myself, I'm one of those local Oklahoma fighters that has been blessed to be part of Rage in the Cage. And let's see. You know, I've been in the industry over 8 years now and fought pro for several and joined up with Rage in the Cage in March of Rage in the Cage 26 and just felt like home. I love Oklahoma MMA and I decided that I wanted to be part of this program and Kimber hit me up, and it's been a positive situation, I think, for Rage in the Cage and everybody involved.
Well, it's certainly been fun. So, you know, lots of fun things ahead as far as the radio show, but also lots of awesome things ahead tonight on the show. Tonight we have Coach Joe Cargo. He's going to give us some tips in the art to cornering a fighter.
Yeah, I love Coach Joe. He's from Conan's there in Norman, Kickboxing MMA Academy. And we also have Kunta Kinte Ford from Chickasha, Oklahoma. He's going to be fighting Caleb Wheeler on the card. It's his comeback fight. He's coming off an injury from his hand and the loss. So we're going to talk about how hungry Kunta Kinte is.
And then Cheyenne Deathridge will be on. You all may remember him and his debut fight. It was back on April 19th for Rage in the Cage. It was our bombing fundraiser for the Oklahoma City bombing. What a strong debut he had, and he's back for Rage in the Cage 32, and we're going to talk to him about what he's been up to since April.
Yeah, and another on-off fighter, you know, might we add, another on-off fight crew there out of Shawnee, so great young men. We have Austin the Headhunter Gunner back on, you know, and I feel like Kimber, he's like an AMI vet for Rage in the Cage. He's fought a lot in his amateur career for Rage in the Cage, so he's fighting a tough opponent, Carlos Watson. So I want to talk to Austin, see what he's got planned, and I know he's always hungry and a fun guy to watch fight, so I'm excited about talking to him.
Yeah, definitely excited about that. And, of course, he's got a baby on the way. So lots of exciting things to talk to Austin about. Great guy and married to an awesome woman. So really excited to see what's going on in their life right now. But guess what? We've got our first guest already on the line and ready to go. Let's go ahead and welcome Coach Joe Cargill to Rage in the Cage Radio. How are you doing, Coach?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing, ma'am?
Good. So glad you could be with us tonight.
Yeah,
hey, Coach Joe.
How you doing, sir?
Coach Joe, I'm doing okay. I'm mending this arm. And ladies and gentlemen, everyone listening, Coach Joe Cargill from Conan's there in Norman, he helped corner me my last fight in Miami, Oklahoma versus Jody Lights Out Lithicum. I'm in the boxing ring. He cornered me that fight, my last fight, when I ruptured my bicep. And so Coach Joe was there doing that. But guy's a great corner. He also cornered Luke Cox, our last fight, Kimber. And it went the distance. And Coach Joe, you know, as I talked to Kimber about when you cornered me in the art and everything I seen, I wanted you to kind of bring out to all of the fans and listeners we have kind of the art of cornering and kind of start, you know, you can start by telling where you're from and the history of MMA of getting to where you're at now cornering, but kind of what goes on backstage too. I want to start with what happens, what you're doing backstage to get that fighter ready for this war.
Well, to be honest, that's one of the most difficult parts, especially for a young fighter that doesn't have a lot of experience. The fight game, they say it's 90% mental, and that's what gets a lot of people is, you know, behind the stage, the walkout. I mean, I think one of the most important things is knowing the fighter you're working with. All fighters are different. You know, you got to know how to motivate them, how to keep them calm.
Yes.
You know, sometimes the hardest part is just getting to the ring, getting to the cage.
Yeah, and I know, even from the start. Go ahead, Coach.
It all goes back to the gym, the training camp. You know, just getting to know each other on a personal level, what makes each other tick.
Joe, if you've got a fighter that you by chance don't know really well, I mean, do you have a strategy going into that when you're cornering somebody that you really don't fully know their fighting style and kind of?
That happened.
That happened
to Coach Joe. My last fight, he ended up having to corner two other fighters, wasn't it, Coach?
Yeah, it was you and two others.
Yeah, he ended up cornering two other fighters that showed up.
So tell me how you
corners.
Do that. How do you effectively corner somebody that you don't know?
Well, I mean, the only time you have with them is just to warm them up. And you try to see what their strengths and weaknesses are. And then, I mean, this is actually probably the hardest part of the fight game in the corner. Is you've got to watch what's going on in the first round and then adapt. And then you've got a minute to communicate a new game plan, between the first and second round, between the second and third, and so on. It's just adaptability.
Well, you know, you just said you just have that 60 seconds, 1 minute between round. What is your best tips in using that 60 seconds of time very wisely?
Well, you got to stay calm, try to communicate effectively, and, you know, at the same time, you've got to deal with a cut or some swelling. I mean, so you've got to be able to multitask and it's unpredictable. You don't know what you're going to be looking at between each round.
From the start, you gauze, you tape the hands, you warm him up, you get that fighter totally ready. You had me totally ready. We had a game plan for the opponent. We went out there, and, like, I'll put you in a, for instance, for my fight versus Luke Cox fight, how my fight turned out to be an aggressive fight due to my, opponent, due to the knockdowns and due to the damage I was giving him. Your information for me between just that one X that, you know, went into the second round, and my fight game changed because of the knockdowns to whereas, you know, how did Luke's change where you were kind of probably longevity. That was a fight that I knew at the first round might go the distance, you know.
Right.
But like in my fight, how did that change from our original game plan? And you can kind of tell the fans and Kimber and everyone listening how that changed, how you changed that and why you changed it.
Well, I think you pretty much already said it. I mean, I knew you a little bit, not real well going into that fight.
Yeah.
And, you know, to me, it was kind of a feeling out round for me. You know, I didn't want to, you know, go out and jump on the guy, just, you know, kind of watch the first round. But you had him hurt in the first round. And then plus he looked tired and,
so our game plan went to being, you know, more of aggressive towards in to finish him.
Right, going to the second round to finish.
And what was your advice kind of towards Luke? You know, you had a guy that went all three rounds. That was the only fight, Kimber, of Rage in the Cage 31 that went the distance.
Right.
Went all three rounds. How did you keep – and that, you know, he's green, Coach. I trained with him there at your gym in Norman,
right.
You know, and I love the kid to death. He's got an amazing heart, but – you know, he fought his heart out, I felt, you know, and lost by decision, but fought a hard fight. How'd you keep him going between rounds? Did he have any injuries? What was going on?
Well, he didn't have any injuries. He was fine. He was a little bit lethargic in the first round. You know, I think the pressure kind of got to him, like what we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we started out, we wanted him to be aggressive because that's his nature.
Yeah.
And then, you know, going into the second round, we had to kind of back up off that and try to get him calm.
So you keeping know, him calm is a big part of keeping
down.
Him going.
Right.
Like
yeah,
you're
either,
saying.
Either keeping him calm or trying to motivate him to push.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I guess that's one of the tricks is just kind of trying to recognize, you
which
know, when fear. To push and when to pull back.
Right. I was going to ask you, so is it important for you to always remain calm, or if they're losing, do you kind of just have to eventually let them have it and kind of just, you know, yell and scream at them? Or
yeah,
how do you decide?
Well, that's something that me and Coach Conan did between the second and third round of Luke Cox's fight. I mean, when he lost the first two rounds, you know, he's got 3 minutes left. So we, you know, kind of last resort, you know, just do anything possible to try to put him on and motivate him. And,
yeah. And that's what gets a guy through a fight. I mean, it really does. A good corner, like I heard you, Coach, the whole time. You know, I remember you switching my stance back and forth, different things. You know, and a big part of the corner is you're a set of eyes for that fighter. Like when I'm in a fight, I listen to my corner because you're seeing things he's doing that I might not see. And, you know, talk a little bit about that. What you're looking for, you're watching the fight from the corner and you're giving your feedback. It's like you're coaching right there. What's that like?
Well, I mean, I know from experience when you're in the ring, you know, you're close combat. There's a lot that you can't see when you're in a fight. That you can see from outside the ring or outside the cage. I mean, you've got, you know, a better perspective on everything outside of the ring. You know, and it goes back to, you know, just knowing each other personally and having some level of trust that, you know, you can trust me when you come back to the corner. That I saw something that you didn't see.
Yeah, I can testify to that. Yeah, when Jody was throwing the big left hooks, you know, I heard you from the corner. Keep your right up, he's throwing the lefts, you know.
Right.
And fighters listen to their corners. And you know, you've been a guy that I've seen in the game here locally in Oklahoma, Coach. In Kimber, he's at a show every weekend. This is his life, MMA. He gives back. When we showed up in Miami, he was there for me. But Tolu, say his last name, Kimber.
Agenblade, I think.
Oh, no.
I can be a sorry. He's told me before.
A goon by a day.
Yeah, that's
okay. Tolu, we love you. I'm sorry. But,
we butchered your name.
And then Coach cornered another guy from out of state, right, Coach? I mean, he taped him, he wrapped him, he cornered him. You know, he just gave back, and it's just that's what Oklahoma MMA is about. And I was just like, wow, you know, he drove all the way up to, you know, dadgum Missouri for this fight for me and ended up helping two others, you know, and that's just what he does. He does it every weekend, and that's what makes Oklahoma MMA special to me. So thank you, Coach Joe Cargill, for men like you and for what you do for the sport and how you keep fighters going, man, you know. Yeah.
That's what I do. I love it.
I have a question. Just curious about this one. What about using codes when you're cornering? So, you know, of course, not to give away your commands to your fighter's opponent. Do you find that to be confusing or helpful? And have you ever tried that yourself or heard it being used in a fight?
I think it's confusing. To my fighters.
Well, I mean, you definitely have to drill those codes into your fighters because, you know, when they're in the middle of fighting, for them to have to, you know, take that split second to think, he's saying number eight, then they're
thinking, you know, left uppercut, you know.
We have combos.
Left uppercut. I mean, a 1-2, a 2-3, a 1-2-3. That's the same in any corner, and you know the way I look at it is, you know, if you're a good fighter, let's just say the other guy's tired, and you say a 1-2 instead of a jab cross. Well, you know, he might hear you. He knows what you're talking about anyway.
Yeah.
You know, just make him stop the jab cross.
Right.
Or make them stop the takedown.
Yeah. A lot of times, I think
it's confusing.
I've not ever actually myself witnessed a corner using the codes, but I know that some do. And so I just, you know, in my mind I thought, man, that could get really confusing unless you really spent a lot of time drilling your fighters on those codes.
Right, and that just takes away from your training time. And, in my personal opinion, I don't think it's effective to use codes.
Right.
I mean, there are some that do.
Right. Okay, let's go back to what if your fighter is injured and in some pretty serious pain? How do you get him to remain calm and make it through the fight?
Ooh, good question.
Well, usually until the adrenaline quits rushing after the fight, the pain doesn't really hit. I mean, you know, a broken nose, the first time you get your nose broken, it's kind of, you know, it's a big deal, but, you know, after it happens two or three times, you just learn to fight through it. I mean, you know, you get the wind knocked out of you, or, you know, you get a cracked rib. I mean, you can still fight with it. Cause, you know, like I said, the adrenaline, you know, kind of dies after the fight. That's when the pain sets in.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, you noticed my bicep was gone, Coach.
That.
When I got out of the ring, I didn't notice. I was so happy, Coach. I was on cloud nine, Coach Joe, that I got that TKO second round, and we got to the back, and I couldn't see my bicep, and I think you remember the look on my face. But, you know, it didn't start hurting until the adrenaline came down. I didn't even realize I injured myself. But, you know, I know that I knew that you had me 100%, that if I would have got a cut or got a swell, that you had me, you know. I mean, you have a complete corner gear to where you're set up top-notch at what you do, Coach Joe. And you really keep fighters fighting through the rounds. You got me through the fight. I seen you get the next guy through the fight. You know, you really get around in Oklahoma and do a lot for a lot of fighters. So I appreciate you.
Yeah, like I said, I enjoy it. It's vacation time for me.
Coach, are you a fighter yourself? Have you been in the cage yourself?
I've never fought in the cage. I boxed when I was younger and a little bit of Muay Thai and I'm 40 now. And
he's thinking about having his amateur. He's thinking about having his debut.
Sounds good. You can corner him, D.
Yeah, I'll corner you, Coach Joe.
All right.
I'll corner
you.
I
thought about it, but I'll get back with you if I decide to go.
I know you could do it.
Yeah, definitely. After you probably see a lot more stuff and able to call the fight yourself. You just be your own corner, really.
I don't know about that. You need a team. People don't understand combat sports. It's a lot more of a team sport than what you think it is.
Yeah, it is. You count on a lot of people. Yeah.
So true. Now, what do you think about, fighters that I'm assuming that, when you've got a fighter under you that you probably train them or they train for quite some time, like a year or two before they get in that cage. What do you think about fighters that get in the cage after just a few weeks of training?
Well, I don't think it's good. I mean, I would say a few, they can come up like that. I think for a lot of guys or gals, if you pick up a few, bad losses, because you haven't trained, it kind of tends to take you out of the sport.
Yeah.
Not everybody, but I think most people, if you jump in too quick,
you get discouraged.
Because MMA is a lot different than, boxing, kickboxing. Any other combat sport. I mean, anything can go. You got to expect the unexpected, and the unexpected is usually what happens. I think it hurts. People's psyche to jump in too early. Most people.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's some people that have that natural talent, but as far as in general, probably not a good idea to jump in there too quickly, of course.
Yeah, well, I agree.
Well, thank you so much, Coach Joe Cargill, for being on. Before you go tonight, do you have any shout-outs, any thank yous, anybody you want to talk about quickly?
I'll just thank my gym, like Dee said, I'm at Conan's Academy in Norman, and we try to train so that we got a guy fighting on October 17th.
I was going to ask you that, Coach.
What's his name?
Ryan Need.
Oh, okay.
He's fought for Ray's in the cage before.
Yeah.
And we're trying to make sure that fight on October 17th is the easiest thing that he's done in a while.
Is he an amateur or pro?
He's still an amateur. He's 6-and-turn-pro.
Okay. Well, sounds great. Well, we're so excited. We'll talk to you again about him before fight night and have him on the show, hopefully.
Glad we get to see you back at Rage in the Cage 32, Coach. And I feel sorry for this guy, Kimber, because they will kill you at Conan's. Great gym guys, great coaches, but you are going to be ready to fight. I promise you. But that's what you want.
Well, awesome. So if you guys are in the Norman area looking for an MMA gym, just look Conan's up and head on over or, even contact Coach Joe on Facebook and get some more details. Thank you so much, Coach, for joining us tonight.
All right. I'll see you guys next month.
Sounds great. See you awesome. October 17th.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, what a great interview. And, of course, our next one is up and ready to go. We're welcoming Kunta Kinte Ford to the program. Hey, Kunta.
Kunta Kinte Ford.
Hey, what's going on, Bro Hollis?
How you doing, Bro Hollis?
You got it.
So glad you could be here. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm feeling great, man. I'm doing good. How about yourself, Kim?
I'm doing good. Now, I haven't had the privilege of seeing you fight, and I don't believe we've met in person, but I may be wrong because, of course, I meet a lot of people. So let's just start at the very beginning, Kunta Kinte. Tell me a little bit about who you are as a person, who you are as a fighter.
And that is his real name.
I come from a small town called Hope, Oklahoma. I am the baby of six siblings. which means, you know, you probably already know that I got picked on a lot, so I come up and each pick a bad one of the bunch. As far as fighting, go ahead, Nick.
Oh, I was just saying, how did you get into MMA, you know?
I got into MMA fighting through the monk, KOK in Stafford. He introduced me to Larry Schrock. Lamont had spoken very highly of me to Larry, and of course at that time I was pursuing bull riding career, and I got the
did y'all hear that? Bull riding. Bull riding and MMA. He's a cowboy from Hobart, Oklahoma. Don't get it twisted.
Hobart, America, HBT.
Hobart, America.
And you know, they say about us old Tankertown folks down there, where we from, we settle up and ride. You know what I mean?
I've had the pleasure of getting to meet you, and I actually seen your very first cage fight as I was there with Arturo Espinoza and Jake Blurton, who we had fighting. So I've known you since the beginning of your career, and then been blessed to get to train with you this last part. And I know you've been out with a hand injury, but, you know, you're fighting at 145. You took some real tough fights. You got to 0-2. You broke your hand. Tell me what you're thinking right now, Kunta, coming in to Raging the Cage 32. You're released. Your hand is solid as a rock, and you're coming off those losses, and you're actually fighting your first fight at 135. So why don't we start talking business, Kunta?
Well, it goes like this. Every fight is different. And you have to go in every fight with a different mindset. The difference between the fighter that I was yesterday and the fighter that I've become today is back then I was fighting out of control. I have so much self-control nowadays that I am able to maintain my composure while in a very hostile environment to where I'm facing harm, physical harm.
Yes.
So that way in which I'll be able to bounce back. Okay. So in answering your question, I think that this fight is going to be a very exciting fight. I'm hoping it's going to be a fight that's going to be over really quick. You know, because my cardio is still something that I'm working on. It's not where I need it to be, but I'm definitely making progress.
Well, you're only 21, aren't you?
Oh shit! I wish I was still 21. You know, some days, I mean, even at age 37, man, I have to admit I don't look my age, and I do feel from time to time like I'm still 21, but a lot of days, man, I feel my age and sometimes even older, you know, and that's me putting my body together.
We all go through that, that's for sure.
Well, to any, you know, Kunta Kinte is married, but to any lady fans of Rage in the Cage and listeners, if you look him up, Kunta Kinte Ford on Facebook, he is one sexy beast, okay? If I look like Kunta... my dreams are answered, Kimber. So
you know what?
Don't worry about you, D. Birchfield.
You don't have an idea whatsoever. This guy, D. Birchfield, is always trying to tell me. You know, no matter where we go, if we travel to the state of Kansas and we go up there and compete, or we're there in our homeland, our own state, or Oklahoma. He's always trying to pimp me. He's always trying to get me to come out of my shirt and go dance. Go do this, go do that.
You are Oklahoma's favorite cowboy, though. You are Oklahoma's favorite cowboy. Ladies and gentlemen, when you come to this fight, Kunta Kinte is walking out in a cowboy hat that's specially appointed and cowboy boots that are specially appointed for his walkout. I mean, this is real life stuff, and you're fighting Caleb Wheeler. He's 0-0. You know, I know his brother-in-law, Art the Shark Parker. He fights for Rage in the Cage, and he's a stand-up fighter. What's a little bit about your fight style, Kunta?
Well, I would like to consider myself a more of a stand-up fighter than a ground fighter. Although I do have wrestling in my background, I've yet to display much of that talent there in that area. But I'm looking forward to having a stand-up fight, you know what I mean? And from that, may the best man win. You know,
well, I can imagine you, your coach being the KO Kid, that your stand-up is pretty solid.
Well, it is pretty
Kunta's
solid.
Kunta's a ninja.
But you
Kunta's
know what? I don't underestimate none of my opponents. And you can never do that. You know, I learned that from Bora, and, you know, second-guessing opponents and stuff like that, you know, and think that they're a better fighter than they are. Well, anything can happen at any given moment. You know, if you can catch me, and, you know, and I may make a slight mistake in my movement, and he's able to capitalize on that. And then, you know, hey, the shoe fell, you know. And I don't want to place myself in that type of situation.
Listen.
To where I'm going to find myself getting knocked out or getting caught in a submitting move, submissive move, while I'm having to tap out. So that's
right.
Why I'm hoping this thing over with as quick as possible. Of course, not taking anything from Mr. Weather. I don't know much about him other than he is a stand-up fighter, and I just want to wish him the best of luck.
That's honorable of you, Kunta. And I want to give a shout-out to Fight Club 217 in Chickasha, Oklahoma, that's letting us train there. You know, some local fighters, Dustin Freeman, Taylor Wilson, Kunta Kinte. We've been going down there and training with those guys, so special thanks to them. I'm looking forward to seeing you, Kunta. Anybody that, after you see this fight, Kunta Kinte Ford, the truth, he's the Oklahoma's cowboy, and he's one of my favorite fighters, guys. He's a show pleaser, and he is a stand-up a ninja, so look forward to seeing that, Kimber.
Well, it sounds good. Now, Kunta, you did mention that you had a wrestling background. Was that kind of high school wrestling, or what have you done as far as wrestling and your jiu-jitsu?
Oh, no, I've been wrestling most of my life. In fact, my entire life, I started out in takedown at a very young age. I think I was about 5, maybe 6 years, give or take.
Okay.
And I proceeded to continue my wrestling journey throughout my school, up to high school, and at an early age of in freshman high school, I had the college already looking at me, different colleges and stuff. But to make a long story short, I trained with D. Bushville, and I trained also with Lamar Stafford and his crew.
Mm-hmm.
I was 17. Shout out. I went down to Anadarko the other day, and I wanted to go down and train with Manny. Unfortunately, I was unable to catch him. I just missed him. But we work on our jiu-jitsu, we work on our ground game, and we work on boxing, and a little bit Muay Thai, and, you know, and it's been great. The training has been wonderful. I love it, you know, and I look forward to it.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm
looking
forward to seeing you in that cage because I haven't had the privilege of doing that. So I'm really looking forward to this fight on October 17th and so glad you could be here tonight with us. So, Dee, do you have any questions for him before we head out?
You know, Oklahoma's favorite cowboy, ladies, he's one sexy beast, Kunta. I wish you the best of luck. Caleb Wheeler, I wish you the best of luck. And Art Parker, shout out to you guys. I'm super excited about this fight for both these guys. And this is Caleb Wheeler's first fight. This is Kunta Kinte's comeback fight. So it's going to be explosive. Super excited for you, Kunta. You know that.
Oh, yeah. And you know, I also wanted to give out, you know, because I almost forgot to mention his name and giving him a shout out as well as Dustin Freeman. Awesome fighter, man. Him and Taylor, well, you guys are going to be, oh, man, a beast. with both beats.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, man, I've had the luxury to train with these two guys, and I'll tell you that they're monsters. So I'm saying a solid prayer for the opponents right now. So.
I tell you, we have a group of monsters, as you called them, on Rage in the Cage 32, and it is going to be a night to remember. I mean, the fight card is stacked, and there's not a single fight on that card that's going to let anybody down. So we're so excited. We do have the preliminary fight card up on Facebook, but we have added some opponents and things and changed around a little bit. So I should get the new fight card within the next 24 hours, and we'll post that on Facebook and on Twitter. So check out Rage in the Cage there on Facebook or Twitter, and we'll have that posted for you soon.
And ladies and gentlemen, Kunta Kinte, he has tickets in hand. So anybody from Hobart, Chickasha, Lawton, Rory Crawford, all you guys, I'm calling you out. You better buy tickets. You better come support Kunta Kinte Ford. Bass Crawford, I hope you're listening. Big Bass, you better be there. All you guys better show up and support Kunta Kinte here in Oklahoma City. And so I'm calling him out for you, Kunta. He's got tickets in hand and ready to come put on a show. And this is going to be a stand-up fight, and fans love that. So giving them what they want to see.
Well, real quickly, Kunta, before we head out to our next interview, go ahead. Do you have any shout-outs or anything you want to say?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely want to give a shout-out to God first and foremost, man. I mean, without him, this would be possible. And secondly, I would like to give a shout-out to my deceased mother. She's no longer amongst us. My cousin, Monster, he's no longer with us. My brother, Wallace. And the ones that are fortunate, that are still living, and God bless them. I want to give a shout out to Lamont Stafford, Jermaine One Punch One Shot Kill Nugent.
Yeah.
Boys, you know, Milk, Randy, D. Burchfield, Art the Stark, you know, Art from El Reno. You guys, man, I love you all, man, and I hope that we continue to travel this journey, man, and just have fun at what we're learning, you know, and utilize what we learn. So short, sharp, and short, let's get with it.
Well, sounds great. Well, thank
you
so much for...
Boots? You have your cowboy boots and hat? Because I was talking to Mike Crawford, Kunta. You know, maybe we could raffle off those cowboy boots and hat after this fight. You know, I mean, do you have your boots and hats? Do you have them ready? Are they ready for the walkout?
I tell you what, Hoss, I'm also going to have my chaps and my spurs ready, too. And my I got something funny.
You get me talking about trying. You get me talking about trying to get you to dance now. If you talk about chaps and spurs,
D. Burchfield, I'm starting to really worry about you. You've been flirting with our guests way too much lately. You and Dustin Freeman, I was really worried about. But oh my goodness, I think Kunta's.
And I'm helping work these guys. I'm helping work these guys out. You know, I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm totally straight. I'm married, wife, three kids. I'm straight.
Well, on that note, we must move forward. D. Burchfield, we'll have you talk to Kunta on the side after the show, and you guys can, you know, work out your love affair and all. But let's go ahead and. Thank you so much, Kunta Kinte, for joining us tonight. Right now, we're going to head to Pastor Ken Kerbo for some tips in dealing with life's ground and pound.
Hi, this is Pastor Ken. As a fighter, it is important that you continue to grow and improve every day if you're going to have success in the cage. You can't get comfortable with where you are in your training. When you get comfortable, you begin to stand still. And we all know that a fighter who doesn't improve or stand still is an easy target. It is important that we continue to grow and improve every day if we are to have success inside the cage of life as well. It's tempting to get comfortable with who we are and where we are and never push ourselves to reach the next level in our faith. We serve an infinite God who wants us to keep moving closer to Him every day. Look back to your previous fights in the cage. Now ask yourself, have my punches gotten better? How about my ground game or my mental game? Are you getting more victories? Now look at life and ask yourself a few questions. How does your prayer life compare today with then? How about giving into submission to Christ? Have your victories increased? What about your training loyalty? Can you tell you've grown as a fighter for Christ? Don't make the mistake of standing still in life or in the cage. Keep moving forward. Remember, it's called a fight for a reason, so keep fighting.
That's right, you know, and self-evaluation. I'd use a lot of self-evaluation in my life to continue on with my goals, my journeys, things that I failed on and learned from, and losses and wins. So I got a lot from that, Kimber.
I always get a lot from that, and I love how Pastor Ken uses a lot of fight terms, and he can relate those fight terms to your life. And, you know, he's talking about, have you ever submitted to Christ? Have you truly submitted your life to Christ? You know, you submit in the cage, you know, when things get tough and you can't handle it, you give over that submission. And have you done that in your personal life? So always he's on point. So really appreciate Pastor Ken for doing that every week for us. And for those of you that don't know, Pastor Ken is our Rage in the Cage pastor. He also has a Facebook site that you can like, and you can go to him anytime. He is our pastor, which means anytime any of our fighters, any of our fans need some pastoral counseling or whatever that might be, feel free to contact Pastor Ken Kerbo, and if you need his information, just message me on Facebook or look up Rage in the Cage Oklahoma on Facebook. So definitely there for you to use if you need it. And, you know, speaking of Pastor Ken Kerbo, I mean, we couldn't have planned this any better, didn't even think about it, but he is the pastor of C3 Church in Shawnee. C3 Church is the church that sponsors On Off Fight Club out of Shawnee, and just so happens that our next guest on the show is Cheyenne Dethridge, and Cheyenne, of course, is an On Off fighter. So welcome, Cheyenne. So glad to have you here.
Thanks.
Let's just start there. You know, we just heard from Pastor Ken on the show. So tell me a little bit about what that means to you that Pastor Ken is there for you as fighters.
I'm sorry, repeat that question, please. I'm sorry.
Pastor Ken Kerbo, what does that mean to you that he's available to you as fighters and that C3 Church sponsors you guys?
Yeah, it means a lot. I mean, he's there basically anytime you need him. He's good for a lot, just someone to talk to as well. He's available a lot, and I don't know, he's a good guy. I like him a lot.
Well, awesome. So it's been since April, of course, that we've seen you in the cage. You had a dominant debut performance. I mean, you just kind of whooped butt. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. I remember that fight. I'll never forget it. I mean, you came from all directions against your opponent. I mean, you had the kicks. You had the powerful punches. You had the elbows. I mean, it was just the full package. So tell us, have you been training, been working? What's kept you out of the cage these past few months?
Well, I've never stopped training. I've been training the whole time, but had a string of injuries, and that kind of, that's what's been keeping me away this long. And I'm good to go now. Everything's healing up, and I'm in great shape. I stay in shape constantly, so I'm just getting better and better and just trying to stay away from the injuries.
Yeah, no kidding. Now, you're a runner, aren't you, Cheyenne? Are you a runner?
Yeah, I do a lot of 5Ks. Hopefully, I want to do like a half marathon or maybe a marathon sometime soon as well, but I'm always active.
We need to have a Rage in the Cage half marathon or marathon. I ran my first half marathon last October. Unfortunately, since then, I blame it on Rage in the Cage because that's when I started working for Rage in the Cage, and I, you know, stopped running and stopped going to the gym. But I ran my first half marathon last October, and unfortunately have put on about 35 pounds since then. I think it's just inactivity due to, you know, working so much now. I had some media clients at that time, but, you know, I was able to manage my time a little bit better. And then since, of course, I've started Rage in the Cage, I've been super busy and haven't put in the time to running. But definitely, I think that's great. We get a big old Rage in the Cage team together and run a half marathon together maybe in the next 6 months or so.
Yeah, that'd be great. Where
and,
you
guys, and you guys don't call me. Don't call me on that, guys. I've had both knees done. My knees and shins are not taking the run, so just You know, you see my name on that Rage in the Cage list, go to the next one, okay? I'll be there to support you.
You'll be at the finish line. That's the important thing.
I'll be at the finish line with water.
So tell us, Cheyenne, how did you end up in MMA in the first place?
Well, I was always a fan of just combative sports growing up. I always wanted to do boxing or karate or something, but wasn't able to do stuff like that younger because couldn't afford a lot. But I really started to watch, just flipping through channels, I'd come across these UFC shows and watch some fights here and there. I was like, wow. Then I noticed how big this sport is now, and I don't know, just always fascinated me. And somehow I kept in the back of my head that I would try eventually. Then around 19, that's when I started really training myself in kickboxing. I studied more, did books, research papers over it, and kind of just started training myself. And I eventually got into taekwondo and did that for a little while. A year after that, I met the guys with Ana, and here we are today.
Well, and now you got Chief Littleson there, who's teaching you a new style of karate. And how do you feel going against your opponent, Jordan Payne? What do you know about him? I think, isn't he from your area, close in record? And have you studied anything on your opponent, or what are you looking to do here?
I really don't know much about him. I haven't really looked into him just yet, but I don't know. I'm just going there and do what I know I can do. And wherever the fights go, I want to be better, whether it's standing up and whether it's on the ground. I just got to be better.
Well, it seems like there at ANA, you guys have a very well-rounded team of trainers now. I mean, you guys are really starting to build up in all different areas as far as mixed martial arts. So do you feel even more ready going into this fight than you did last time?
Absolutely, yes. We actually have actual trainers, and before we were just kind of there just training each other on what we knew and working out really hard, and now we actually have a stand-up trainer. We had a jiu-jitsu coach, and it's all coming along.
Our team. Yeah, that's amazing.
Definitely excited for you guys at ANA, and so glad that you guys have gotten some wins here lately. Last fight, of course, Jarrett Kruger dominated that fight and took home a win, and so definitely, of course, you had a win in the cage, so back in April. So definitely glad to see some wins on the ANA record for sure.
Yeah, we're getting there.
Well, good. So you said you don't know much about your opponent. Did you wrestle or anything in high school, or was it just the kickboxing later on in life?
No, I didn't wrestle. It was just kickboxing a little later.
So what are your ultimate goals as far as pursuing MMA?
I just want to take it as far as I can, to be honest. Let us go pro soon and just see how far I can take it, really. I mean, I don't want to get too far ahead of myself. You know, anything can happen, but I just want to keep going with it and keep winning.
There you go. Keep going, and you're on a good track, Cheyenne. I'm really looking forward to seeing you fight. I enjoyed your last fight, and you've got a teammate that's fighting with you, so you're not just fighting with yourself. You got Vinny that's fighting with you. You're fighting at 170 pounds amateur. To all the fans and Rage in the Cage fans and listeners out there, come support and watch Cheyenne, Deathridge, and Jordan Payne get in the cage and bang it out. I think it's going to be a stand-up fight for a while myself until y'all fill each other out, Cheyenne. It's definitely a good match fight, so I'm super excited to see it.
Yeah, I'm anxious to get back in there. I'm ready.
Great.
Well, we are definitely ready for you to get back in there. So there are so many exciting things as far as going on with ANA and stuff. Tell me about your trainers a little bit more and what their specific backgrounds are. We've talked about Little Son a little bit.
Yeah, Little Son, he does our Senshiru class, which is a mixture of all sorts of martial arts. He's been in the martial arts game for quite a while. I don't know exactly the number of years, but, I mean, he's been a big help to me and the whole team. Then we have Fluffy as well. He's our boxing trainer, and he's been a tremendous help for me, especially conditioning-wise. Just his workouts are so grinding, and everything's technical, and they're both, I mean, the combination of them two just done us good. That's it.
Yeah. What do you think your strengths are?
My strengths? My kickboxing, really. I feel comfortable.
Okay.
I'm getting too often feeling kind of a labor, but definitely my kickboxing.
Definitely stand-up guy.
Yeah.
Are you cutting weight to get to 170 Cheyenne, or are you at weight right now?
Yeah, I'm cutting weight. Still working on that.
Now you still got, you know, 3 weeks, so.
Yeah.
What are you going to eat? How much weight do you have to cut?
I have about 18 more pounds to go.
Ooh, yeah. What's the meal you're going to eat? I'm going to tell you, Cheyenne, I ate at JoJo's, okay, where you're going to weigh in.
Yeah.
And the bacon cheeseburger was bomb. You hear me?
You are being so mean, Beaver.
Hey, Cheyenne, when you can eat, definitely eat one of those burgers after you weigh in, brother.
Absolutely, yeah. Oh.
That's one thing we do want to mention, JoJo's again, because we try to make sure that whoever sponsors our weigh-ins provide a free meal to our fighters. And, of course,
yes,
they are doing that as well on the weigh-in night. So you will get a meal on the house from JoJo's after your weigh-in that night. And we were there just, was it last night, Dee Burchfield?
Yes, we
did get to try the cheeseburgers, and they were delicious.
Oh,
so, but they have a pretty good menu. They've got some healthier things on there if you're looking for healthy, really good-looking salads.
They do.
I saw people have a salad,
they do.
And they were big salads. So
yeah.
I think they've got salmon on the menu, I think is what I saw. So.
Cheyenne, hey, it's just 18 pounds, and then it's paradise, okay? You go get that W, brother, and enjoy your feast, and enjoy a great, good fight and a victory.
I sure will.
Well, and before you go, Cheyenne, what about any shout-outs?
Shout-out to everybody from Japan, Fluffy, Little Son, and everyone that comes out and trains with us. Shout-out to everybody, all of them.
Well, it sounds great. Thank you so much, Cheyenne, for being on the show, and good luck on your fight on the 17th.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right, well, we've got our last victim already in queue and ready to go live. And sorry, I've been working behind the scenes because we didn't have, there was an extra phone number. The number wasn't right for him, so I've been trying to interview Cheyenne, but also trying to get a correct phone number for Austin. So I was kind of caught off guard on a couple of those questions, so forgive me if I kind of seemed spacey there. So anyways, but we do have Austin, and he is ready to talk. How are you, Austin?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Good.
Doing great.
So,
how do you
Austin,
feel?
I understand.
I
was going to say, I understand.
Sorry.
Have you dropped down? You've always fought at 155, of course. Have you dropped down to 145?
Yep, that's what I'm doing, Kimber.
Well, sounds good. Are you excited about that?
Oh yeah, I'm totally stoked. You know, it's been a while since I had to suck some weight, so it's kind of, you know, bringing back old memories of the wrestling room, but I'm feeling real good about it, and I'm really excited.
What weight do you walk around at?
Normally, I walk around in between, you know, 155 and 160.
Okay, so usually when you're fighting at 155, you're not really having to cut weight, so this will be your
right.
first real cut in a while.
Right.
Well, sounds good. Well, I'm so excited for you to move down a weight class, and, you know, you've had kind of a string of bad luck here, a couple of losses the past couple of times you fought, but, I mean, overall, you've got a great record, and you've done really well in the MMA world, so we'll see where 145 takes you.
Yeah, I'm really excited. You know, my opponent, I hear he's another guy out of American Elite. They got tough guys, you know. I'm not expecting an easy fight at all. I'm training really hard, changing my eating habits up a little bit, but you know, I'm just I'm really excited to go back in there. You know, I took a month off and to get refocused. You know, wanted to sit back and, you know, watch some fights and get a different point of perspective of it, and I'm ready to get back in there. I'm real anxious. I'm excited.
Well, we're certainly anxious to have you. And you're surrounded, of course, by a fight family. Both of your brother-in-laws are MMA fighters, and both of them are pro. So I'm sure that really, you know, having that support behind you and getting you ready for the fights probably is best for you. I mean, great influence on you as far as two pro fighters kind of encouraging you.
Oh, yeah, every day after work, it's let's go train, let's go hit the bag, let's go run. You know, they are Levi and Luke really are an inspiration to me. You know, I look up to both of them. They're they help me out a whole lot. It is a family thing, you know. They beat me up a lot, toughen me up.
It's no fun if you can't beat up your brother-in-law. I mean, come on.
Oh yeah, I get my licks in too. Trust me.
Well, that's amazing, you know, because not very many people could hit up on your brother-in-laws and get away with that, you know?
yeah. I feel really blessed.
Definitely a blessed family, that's for sure.
Excited to see you fight at 45 versus Carlos Watson, Austin. I think that's a, you know, you're dropping down 10 pounds, but you're not dropping down in competition. It's going to be a tough fight, and I wish you the best. I'm a big fan of yours, and definitely support you dropping down to 45 and going and giving that weight class. Heck, I mean, you fought for the 55 weight class, Rage in the Cage amateur title, so possibly the same here at 45. So you got all my best of luck, brother. Go do work, and I'm looking forward to seeing you soon.
Yeah, thanks, Big D, man. I appreciate it.
Austin, let's talk real quickly about, you know, what do you feel your strengths are in the cage?
Honestly, I think my grappling is one of my major strengths. Coming from a wrestling background, having wrestled ever since I was, you know, 6 years old, I went to college for a year at a JUCO in Kansas on a wrestling scholarship. I was a two-time state placer. Wrestling was one of my big things growing up. I always watched UFC back in the day. Tank Abbott was one of my favorite fighters. Ken Shamrock,
Oh, yeah.
You know, back in the day when they didn't wear gloves, it was, you know, bare knuckle brawling. I love watching it. I've always been a big fan of martial arts. But grappling would probably be my greatest aspect, I would say.
That sounds great.
And have you studied anything on your opponent as far as Carlos Watson? How do you think your fight style is going to compare with his, Austin?
Have you trained anything
different that you're fighting Carlos?
He's a stand-up guy.
I have a guy that came in. His name's Paul Heath. He's my boxing coach. He coached for the 1993 Army Olympic Trials. He's an amazing boxer.
Wow.
I don't know if you guys have heard of the Heath family, but they're from out here in McLeod, and they're a boxing family, and a lot of great boxers came out of their gym. He's been working with me on my hands a lot. That's really mostly what I've been working on, because I do know that Carlos is a stand-up fighter, and I know he's kind of got a little flash to him. I haven't seen much on him, but I know he's quick, and I'm dropping down weight, so I want to be quick, and, you know, that's a part of my cut is I don't want to burn muscle. I want to burn as much fat as I can. I don't want to burn any muscle. So I'm trying to stay off the sugars, you know, and like I said, I'm changing my diet up, not drinking any soda pop, you know, just having to, you know, be real hard on myself, but I feel like it's going to pay off in the long run.
Oh, it definitely will, man. Hard work pays off. And I don't know where you're going to cut the extra 10 pounds, because you're a pretty shredded young man. You know, you're a taller fighter. How tall are you, Austin?
I'm standing about 6'4", Big D.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're talking about that's a big 10 pounds to pull off.
You got about 100 pounds on him, D, about the same height than 100 pounds on him.
Yeah. I could pull it off easy for you. Easy 10 pounds.
Yeah. But
You said Heath family, that's where you train. What was the name of that gym? We'll just give them a shout out.
Well, it's not actually a family. It's a family gym. The family's of the Heaths. They're from McLeod. They his granddad used to be a sheriff at McLeod. David Heath, he's the McLeod High School wrestling coach.
Okay.
They're a real good family friend of mine, and you can look up any of their information. My coach's name is Paul Heath. He has videos on the internet. You can watch his boxing matches on the internet. I think out of like 52 fights, he had like 47 some odd knockouts. Real heavy-handed fella.
Wow. So how long have you been training with him?
I just recently started the past 2 weeks.
Okay.
But he's taught me a lot. I've already noticed a lot of different touch-ups in my game and some holes that I had that I needed catching up, and you know, I'm working on it, and we're moving forward here, and we're looking to come in the 17th and get a W.
Sounds great. So, you know, looking forward to that for you. Of course, I love you and Carlos both, and so it's one of those fights to where I just have to kind of close my eyes and somebody tell me who won. So it's so tough sometimes in MMA, and I'm fairly new. I've just been doing this for a year, so it still is tough for me to see two great guys and know that at the end of the night one of you is going to go home a winner and one of you not. So just wishing you good luck, and oh my goodness, I'm ready for you to get a win.
Thanks, Timber. Yeah, me too. I'm really excited about dropping down this weight. I'm looking to make a big splash at the 145 division. So everybody, if you're listening, be ready. Come the 17th.
You definitely will. You definitely will, Headhunter. Congrats, brother. I'm excited. Rage in the Cage, 32, October 17th, Farmers Market.
Yeah.
So, let me ask you real quick, because you know you're still an amateur fighter, but you have, you know, you've got several fights on your record now. Do you have kind of a most interesting moment as far as your MMA career so far?
You know, honestly, the craziest moment that I've ever been in so far in the cage was when I was fighting Derek Atkins, and he took a shot on me, and I got him in what was a reverse triangle.
Mm-hmm.
And they took a picture of it, and I look like a scorpion. He's leaned up, and he's got me up in the air, and I'm up in the air, and my back's all straight. It was real crazy. That fight, we were in so many unique positions, you know, that it really made me change my aspect of, you know, so much having to work off the cage, you know, and wall walking up the cage and stuff. You know, I hadn't really done much of that. But after I fought Derek, you know, it was, okay, there's going to be people that are going to go out there and push you and put you on the cage. So, you know, you're going to – it's – that was probably my most interesting moment was fighting him, man, because we had us a good little brawl.
Yeah,
definitely.
I've heard you talk about that fight. You know, that was one of we've asked you that. That's been one of your most talked about fights, and so you know, I know you got a lot of self confidence and a lot of growth off that fight, Austin. And you know, you're going to drop these 10 pounds, go to a different weight class. I don't know if you heard us talk about JoJo's, but if you drop the 10, you could definitely gain the 5 back in the bacon cheeseburger because it was bomb. You
yeah.
I had a happy plate, man. I had a happy plate. It was all gone. I was a good eater.
You had the happiest plate I've ever seen. I think you've
licked
that plate. You licked it clean.
I could have. You know, I could have.
Yeah.
I can't confirm it, but I won't deny it.
I am. I'm definitely looking forward to that.
Yeah, that's great. Well, thank you, Austin, man. I always appreciate having you on the radio and having you on the Rage in the Cage shows, man. I consider you like a vet for us. You fight for us a lot, and appreciate everything you're bringing to the sport. And go out and compete good at this new weight class, and best of luck to you in your training. Stay healthy, and stay active, man, and stay hungry.
Yeah, we love you, and we love your sweet wife. You give Cheyenne a hug for us tonight. I'm sure she's listening, so just shout out to her and that beautiful baby on the way.
Yep, coming soon.
Coming soon.
Another Gunter coming soon.
Yeah.
Well, great. Thank you so much, Austin. We appreciate having you on. Oh, and quickly, any shout-outs?
Yeah, I want to give a shout-out to my brother-in-laws, Luke, Levi Queen, Shape Fitness, my boxing coach, Paul Heath. Also, I want to give a shout-out to JoJo's Sports Bar and Grill on 1615 Mustang Road in Yukon. If you guys want to come meet some fighters, October 16th, 7 p.m., meet and greet. Come have yourself a burger. Watch us weigh in. It's going to be an awesome time. Come to the shows on the 17th. Going to be some great fights. You guys are in for a show, I'm telling you.
Amen. Couldn't have
said you're good at this. Good job, Austin. Yeah, we couldn't have said that any better ourselves.
That's a great close.
They have you on regular. Austin Gunner segment.
Yeah. You guys have a blessed night.
Thank you. You
Thank
too.
You,
well, there
Timber,
it is.
It's been a great night with some good interviews. Raising the Cage 32, October 17th, Oklahoma City Farmers Market. Hope everybody gets behind it in Oklahoma City MMA community. Let's sell this show out again. Great night of interviews tonight, Timber. Exciting time on the radio. And next week, even more, another action-packed show as well.
Definitely, you know, and we appreciate our fans so much. We appreciate our fighters. We are so blessed as a Rage in the Cage team to be able to offer a platform for Oklahoma fighters to fight in. And, you know, they're all family to us. I mean, we really thank the world of these fighters, and we are so honored to work alongside them in promoting MMA on a local level in Oklahoma. And we are growing so rapidly, and we are, I don't know, I believe that we're doing it because just there's some positive aspects about Rage in the Cage, and I think that it's just caught on in the Oklahoma community, and now thanks to MMA Madhouse and Skippy Cohen, we're able to take this nationally and take our message to, well, even internationally. We've got fans all over the globe.
Yes, we do, and it's a good platform for not only Rage in the Cage, Oklahoma, but MMA as a whole. And everybody, wherever you're from in your hometown, support your local MMA. Those fighters put in a lot of hard work and effort, a lot of money and time consumed into giving back at a local level to where you can see it live, not just on the TV. So support your local fighters. And Kimber, real quickly before we go, Rage in the Cage 31 videos, I think Matt Jackson has them done. Is that correct? I've been told that from some fighters.
He does have them done. And so if you're wanting to purchase a DVD from Rage in the Cage 31, Matt Jackson is the man to contact on Facebook. And if you don't have his information, just message us at Rage in the Cage Oklahoma or friend request myself, Kimber Schaefer, Media Director, or Dee Burchfield on Facebook. And, of course, we'll get you hooked up with Matt Jackson. But his DVDs, yes, guys, are top-notch. Matt worked in TV news just like I did. He worked in TV stations in Kansas and Oklahoma. So, I mean, you know, he's just got a good eye for these things. And you've bought his DVDs before, Dee Burchfield. And, you know, they've got the menus and he puts on everything that he can on there. He tries to fit on the pre-fight interviews and, you know, post-fight interviews and all those kind of things. So they're really done top-notch. I think he charges $15 for them. And then if you need them mailed, if you live, I know we have a lot of listeners. Even tonight, our producer has messaged me. We've got hits from people listening from Norway, China, Africa, Brazil, that's just a few of the countries we have people listening in from tonight. So, you know, if you live somewhere overseas and you want a Rage in the Cage DVD, you know, just contact us and we'll get you. He's got DVDs dating back from our fights all the way back to November of last year. So also don't forget we have a Rage in the Cage YouTube channel. So just go to YouTube and do a search for Rage in the Cage Oklahoma and you'll be able to find that on there. We do put some of the things on there like our promo videos, our pre-fight interviews. There's a few fights on there. We don't normally do our post-fight interviews on there so much because that's just something that we make exclusive to our DVDs that the fighters purchase. So lots of good things going on for Rage in the Cage. Lots of good things in the future. You guys know we do fights about every 4 weeks. We have a lot of exciting things to announce for 2015. So if you haven't already done so, go to the Rage in the Cage Oklahoma Facebook site, give us a like, and stay updated on what we have going for Rage in the Cage. And please continue to support your local MMA. Here at Rage in the Cage, you know, we try to keep ticket prices low enough to where everybody can enjoy MMA fights live and in person.
Yeah.
You can get general admission tickets.
Yeah,
I believe it's been the same price for 14 years, and there might be an eventual time that we have to raise prices. But for right now, they are still $25 for general admission, $35 for your ringside seats, and then, of course, $50 for your table seats at a VIP table. So you can buy an entire table that seats 10 for $500. So, come on out. We would love to meet you. If you do come out to the fights, make sure that you make your way up to Dee Birchfield and myself and introduce yourself and let us know that you listen to the show. We love to hear from our listeners.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Hit us up.
Yeah, we've had a few that have called in, and whenever we have time at the end of the show, we do try to put those call-ins on air. Sometimes we end up running a little bit late because apparently Dee Birchfield and I like to talk together. We like to talk, and so we take up our show pretty well, and thank
goodness.
MMA
talk radio.
Yeah. Inspirational talk radio at that. You know, we try to get some inspirational stories in there, try to ask the people that we interview some, you know, anything inspirational that's happened in their life, because it's good to hear. It's good to hear the good things that happened in your life, and it's good to focus on the good. So we love that. We love having Ken Kerbel on the show, and we just appreciate all of you guys. Please, again, said it before, say it one more time before we go. Be sure and give us a like on Facebook. We'd really appreciate it.
Yeah, and thank you for listening, and we'll catch you next week, Tuesday at 9 o'clock.
Sounds great. Now, let's quickly thank all of our guests. We had Coach Joe Cargill. We had Kunta Kinte Ford, Cheyenne Dethridge, Austin Gunner. Thank you guys so much for being on. And, guys, if you have somebody that missed the show that wants to listen to it, all they need to do is as soon as the show is over, it's pretty much available for replay. So all they need to do is just click on that link, and you can listen to the show in its entirety.
Great.
Well, for now,
thank
we're going
to
say
everybody.
Good night. Thank you so much for listening. We are going to send you off to Ken Kerbo for our prayer and some music out.
Father, I pray that you would help each fighter realize that just as they prepare for the battle in the cage, so must they prepare for the battles of life. Give them the desire to grow closer to you and to press towards the goal they must achieve in life. Help them to be steady and to move forward in their relationship with you. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.
Rage in the Cage on the MMA Madhouse Network. Rage in the Cage on the MMA Madhouse Network. Rage in the Cage. Better keep your hands up, take down full mount without giving heads up. Secure your limbs or you're gonna hear a snap. This ground and pound will lay you down for a nap. I sink it in and my advice is you should tap. I wouldn't be scared because I'm comfortable on my back. And if we're talking about jujitsu, I promise my rubber guard will get you with my overhand, you won't know what hit you. I promise that the fans aren't gonna miss you. Rage in the Cage on the MMA Madhouse Network. Rage in the Cage on the MMA Madhouse Network. Rage in the Cage on the MMA Madhouse Network. Rage in the Cage.